Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third, the right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Rossi. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second, the right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third, the second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams moves to third. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz bunts towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sauer moves to third. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Raffensperger, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Abrams. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 0 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Abrams. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 1 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Rossi and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 1 in the game. Chitty strikes out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rush reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adcock. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Rush scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 2 in the game. Serena hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 2 in the game. Chitty hits a line drive into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dixie Howell pinch hits for Ken Raffensperger. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 2 in the game. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second, with McMillan covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz, who is chasing the ball. Kluszewski reaches third base with a triple. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Kluszewski. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serena strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith can't make a play. That's a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Rossi and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi is 0-for-2 in the game. Rossi strikes out. Two outs. Andy Semenik pinch hits for Frank Smith. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 3 in the game. Abrams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.